Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a little bit since my last podcast, but I'm back and chilling out and avoiding the coronavirus, thank goodness. we had some stuff come up at the house, and so we had to get out for a month while they're doing some renovating and whatnot due to the hurricane hit a few years ago. And so we ended up getting a condo over here in Corpus, and it's on the beach, but it's on the bay, Corpus Christi Bay. And there's like, it's always ridiculous this time of year as far as cost wise to rent stuff like this. And it's not so bad at this place because it's not on the Gulf of Mexico, so it's probably half the price of what we would be paying for a place. We got a place for a month over on the island, Port Aransas, Messing Island, Padre Island. And it's nice. We're on the third floor. It's got a nice sized balcony, one bedroom. Got a sleeper sofa in the living room and a recliner. But it's nice, and nice beach area. And peaceful. Lots of seagulls. But anyway, that got me to thinking, because I feel ever since we've been here, I've been quite a bit more relaxed. And it's got me to thinking that if you can ever do it, even if it's just like once a year, just take a break from life. Just get away, do something you normally don't do. Even if you have to save money. Luckily, we got our income tax return because we had no choice but to get out of there for a month. And that helped. But anyway, we've been doing things here. We've gone down to the beach a couple of days. Kind of cautious because my vertigo, and I don't, But hey, at least if I were to fall, it'd be in the soft sand. You know what I mean? But wouldn't hit my head on anything, and I got a hard head anyway. But it's well worth it. I plan on doing it maybe each year around this time when we get our income tax return. Just taking it, maybe not this long, but doing it for a week or two, maybe a month again, and maybe coming back to the same unit and just chilling. It's nice, you can kind of catch part of the sunrise in the mornings because we face the east, and we're not on an end unit, but the way they are, we can see like most of Corpus Christi Bay, and we're facing like the port of, towards the downtown Corpus and the port of Corpus and all that, so we can definitely see a lot of ship action, jet skis, kite boarders, kayakers, shrimpers. You see people walking on the beach, hear the waves, and it's been really windy. The winds have been blowing in from the Gulf, and so it's been really windy, and you actually got some breaking waves here in the bay, even, which is usually, it's unusual to get them in the bay. It's pretty cool. You can hear the birds and seagulls squawking and feel the cold breeze blowing in. And we get to, a lot of times we'll just leave the patio door open a little bit and let the breeze in, and it airs the place out. And anyway, it's really cool. Next time I got the unit numbers of specific units that are on the very end, where there's like, you look directly out into the bay, so you can see the left and you can see the right. There's no, like, we're kind of at an angle, and they all are, except the end units. And there's like 5 or 6 on each floor. In each building, there's 3 buildings. three floors high, and then the, you know, the parking's underneath the first floor. So you're looking, first floor is probably 12 to 15 feet off the ground. So anyway, but one side is angled a certain way, the other side is angled another way, and so you, everywhere you are, you get a view of the bay, which is nice. And anyway, I posted some videos and pictures to my Instagram account, and I've been doing that since we've been here. We started on March the 1st, Sunday, March the 1st, and we're going to leave on the 31st, but yeah, I feel, and all of us feel pretty much totally relaxed, it seems, you know. It's a break from the everyday humdrum life, you know, doing what we do, and it's a break from all that, and so we're definitely going to try to do it again. And I think it, you know, stuff like this benefits people. And I've never been, you know, in the past, I've always been one that if I took time off from work or whatever, vacation time, it was always to go see somebody, and like family members or whatever. And you know, that's great, but you always kind of like, you're limited on what, you know, you spend most of your time with that person or those people, so it's kind of limited on what you can do. But yeah, and it's a beautiful area down here. Like I said, I love living on the Gulf Coast, and if I ever have the means to do it, I'm definitely going to buy a condo, because I wouldn't mind living one year round as my permanent residence, if that ever happens. So anyway, but yeah, I hope all y'all are doing well and staying away from the coronavirus. I know in Texas, I know we have some cases. I haven't heard of anything down here, so I don't know. But we're avoiding. We don't go out unless we have to, and then we usually, when we go to the store and shop, we usually do the curbside through Walmart, or down here one of the big brands is HEB, and then we also shop online on Amazon and just get it shipped. But you know, it's pretty cool, because like CVS, they'll mail your prescriptions now. I don't know if Walgreens does it, I don't know if Walmart does it, but I know CVS does. So that's pretty cool. You can avoid getting into heavily trafficked areas from people who, you know, won't stay home if they're sick. They'll still go shop if they need something. So anyway, but we're hoping and praying no one in our area gets it, no one we know gets it, and hopefully all of y'all stay safe during this time. I know a lot of the school districts down here are, like, a lot of them that are on spring break this week are extending it through even next week, so kids are getting like a 2-week spring break. And I don't know, I'm sure they'll have to make it up, or I know in the past kids have had to make up times where they had to be out of school for an extended period due to storms or hurricanes, whatever, because we get those every once in a while down here, and everything shuts down. So anyway, but yeah, I don't know what's making all these places shut down, like the NBA, MLB still in their starting opening day and spring training and all that. NBA's suspended their play for till further notice. NCAA has stopped. UFC is even talking about not doing a live events where, you know, fans can watch. And but they may still do it at the Apex and just do pay-per-views on it, which would be still pretty cool. But, you know, and they're on a different business model, so they could get away with that. I don't know about college stuff. Let's say, you know, they have it on the networks, like Longhorn Network, SEC Network, or whatever, but anyway, but yeah, hopefully everyone's doing well, and I'll be back on here maybe again this weekend, but for sure next week, and we'll talk about some other stuff. So thanks for listening in, and hope to see y'all again soon. Thanks a lot. Thank you.